save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. Send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is on the job. This is Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can check out the Mighty House team page for great companies like Innovative Insulation. And they are able to get in there and do what we were talking about in the first hour, where they come in and re-insulate around the perimeter of your basement, air seal that up, keep the mice out. They can take care of all that for you. And you can also give us a call, 773-763-9278. Robbie?
Yep.
Are you there?
I am. I am looking at some information. Okay.
Do we have any more small? It's Small Business Saturday.
It is Small Business Saturday, so we're asking people.
Saved a ton of money on Black Friday yesterday.
Did you?
Didn't go
shopping.
Yeah,
I didn't buy a damn thing.
I knew it.
You saved a bunch of money by doing what?
Buying nothing.
Oh.
I save my shopping for Small Business Saturday.
Yes. So we want people to post on our Facebook page about their small business, and we may be able to talk about it on the air. So you only have a few minutes left before our show is over.
Uh-huh.
So earlier we were talking about...
there's 40, then, because we can't get into the Clutter Clarity segment, otherwise we get 60 grams.
Yes.
We are talking about the theater that is showing A Christmas Story, the musical, and they are having a clothing drive.
Leg lamp.
Yes, for Midwest Veterans Closet. What Midwest Veterans Closet is a nonprofit organization where every day is Veterans Day because veterans shop for free.
For free?
For free. So you can go on Facebook and Google Midwest Veterans Closet.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
in North Chicago, Illinois. And they take donations and they give to veterans for free. So thank you very much for letting us know about that.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we go to the phones?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's start this hour off with Robert from Chicago. Hey, Robert, you're on Mighty House.
Yes, we had a problem with our plumbing. So temporarily we want to use plastic plumbing. And I had my son do it since I'm disabled. And I'm not sure that he put the glue and everything together correctly.
Uh-huh.
And we have one leak that's a couple drops. It'll take a year to fill up a 5-gallon tank.
Right.
Do you think those will pop apart or what?
Is this, it was PVC that he used? Or was it white?
Yeah, the old PVC that I used to use in the 1990s.
Yeah, it's all plastic, right? Just all plastic stuff?
So, yeah, it's all plastic, yeah.
Okay, so...
But they got new glues nowadays. I don't know if that new glue works with the old stuff.
Right. Do you have...
Well, no, we always used to use the purple primer and then the glue.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what we use.
Yep. So, if he... Normally, when you put that together, after you put the glue on there, you put it into your fitting and give it a quarter turn back and forth, and then you should never have a problem. If he just shoved it together without giving it a twist, then that's probably where the problem came in. Sometimes you can get away with just taking the glue and putting another layer over top of the of that joint where it's leaking. Make sure it's dried out.
Okay.
Make sure it's dried out real good, and there's no water there. And then take the PVC glue and just do one wrap around it. And that might
so
take
you don't
care
think
of it.
It's gonna like pop apart and
no.
And wet my whole house.
No. And it's it's a drain, so it's not under pressure. So. You know, it'll just leak.
This is water. This is for potable water.
Oh, it's your water lines.
Yeah.
Oh.
Our landlord, well, he doesn't want to do nothing, so I want to do this, temporarily until I get the copper in.
Right. Okay. And so it's CPVC, right, Rich?
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that it's the same glue as a regular PVC glue, or is it new?
No, it's a different glue.
So you may want to go pick up the correct glue and try, you know, turn the water off, dry that area out really good, and then just do a wrap around the outside and see if you can get it to seal up. But you're going to have to get the CPVC glue for it.
CPVC?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, yeah, good. Thanks, Robert.
I know they sell it separate, like, you know, for that, but I don't know if I'm not a chemist. I don't know what the real big deal difference is.
Right.
I just buy it for the right one.
Yeah. I don't know. That I don't use that CPVC, so I wouldn't know for sure.
And
the PVC glue, you know, once you prime it, we'll give you the purple primer. I always buy the purple primer so I know that I've done, because I do all my fittings together, and then that way I know all the joints are taken care of. And then I can come back
like
and glue
the real
them together.
Plumbers, and you tape your two cans together
mm-hmm.
with duct tape
yep.
so that you have your primer and your glue right there all the time.
Yep. And then once you put the glue on there, you know, each fitting, mush them together, give it a quarter turn back and forth, you know, and then once you've got it to where you want it, boom, done.
And you better hurry and get it where you want it.
Oh, yeah.
If stuff starts to set, it's not moving.
Oh, no. It's not going anywhere. That's some real glue there. That works really, really well. So, and the other thing I've done is actually put some, I've only done this on drains again, but if you had a leak, is put some,
what's it? Glue around it.
Oh, the glue around it, but it's the,
stuff.
Stuff. That, now my mind just went blank. It's the
silicone?
No. It's the super glue.
Emission coupling?
No. Super glue. I've taken super glue and put it around that and actually had that. Stop
what
it too.
What is that thing that the something cock that you guys always talk
huh?
About
what
on
the hose bib?
Hose bib. What's it?
What are you
what's the other word for it?
No, that's a hose bib.
Rich.
No.
Silcock.
No.
Silcock,
no.
You. Is that what you were trying to get at?
No.
Silcock?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's silicone. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh.
It's a hose bib. Please.
I thought you were trying, because you couldn't come up with it.
No.
I was trying to help. I thought it was that silk.
That was not helping at all. No, it was not.
Okay. Romance in Blooms. 6729 North Northwest Highway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flower shop. It's also a small business. And if you spend $25 there today, you get a $10 gift certificate.
To where? Back to the same shop?
Back to the same shop.
Oh, okay.
And free homemade cookies today.
No.
Free homemade cookies today.
Where is this?
6729 North Northwest Highway.
That's like Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's actually kind of right down the street.
It is.
Romance.
Are we stopping for cookies on the way out of here?
We might. Christmas ornaments and wreaths are 20% off, and all fall decorations are 50% off. So if you're like me and you do half of your family's Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving and half of it today,
mm-hmm.
you can go over there, get half off fall decorations, and, you know, you look like super awesome.
Okay.
So half off fall decorations, 20% off Christmas ornaments and wreaths. Spend $25, get $10, free tote bags, free buttons, and free homemade cookies.
Cookies.
RomanceInBlooms.com.
Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
RomanceInBlooms.com. Okay.
And our number is 773-763-9278. Call us with your home questions. Facebook me with your small business stuff.
That's so she can creep on you.
Yeah. Yes, I do. And Jeanette was unable to post on Facebook, so she emailed me.
Oh.
And her friend have a booth called A Little Chaos.
A kiosk?
Now, A Little Chaos. It's a kiosk called A Little Chaos.
Okay.
But it's at a place I've never heard of. It's at the State Street Market.
What?
State Street Market, which is on State Street in Elgin, just south of the Restore. So you can go to the Restore today, shop Small Business Saturday at Restore.
Yep. They've got some good specials going there, too.
Yeah. Then you can go to the State Street Market shops. And what it is the Fox Valley's largest gift, collectible, and antique shop. There are 10,000 square feet on one floor. It's Shopping Bliss, offering diverse selection of merchandise, antiques, collectibles, unique gifts, home decor, furniture, specialty items. Jewelry store is inside there. It's one floor. It's handicapped accessible, wide aisles, lots of off-street parking, a friendly, relaxed shopping atmosphere. It's called statestreetmarketshops.com in Elgin by Restore. If you go there, please go to the booth called A Little Chaos. Say hello to Jeanette and tell her you also listen to Mighty House Radio Show.
Excellent.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Are we caught up on that?
I keep going back and forth because I don't know if we're caught up. Because every time I say something, we get another one.
You so get another one?
In the meantime, you two talk amongst yourselves and everybody about this.
All right. Well, I got to bring up a bummer.
What?
Oh, well, Ron's going to bring something up and then I'll bring something up.
Okay. I have a bummer topic to talk about. We talk about it. We talk about it every year.
I know what you're going to say.
And it's something we have to keep repeating it.
I'm sorry.
CO2 poisoning.
Carbon monoxide.
Another couple, a woman and her daughter.
Yes. CO2 is carbon dioxide.
CO.
Yes.
Yes. Carbon monoxide poisoning from, it looks to be that they left the car running in the garage, even though the garage door was open. And so what happened was the carbon monoxide got into the house, killed them both. You just don't, first, have if you have a gas furnace, gas water heater, have those checked and serviced
every
fall.
Yeah.
For sure. Before you use it. You don't know that that the vent got clogged, that it got banged into, and now it's not venting out the chimney anymore. It's just venting in the house. You don't know that stuff. So you want to inspect it yourself, call somebody out. Have the furnace inspected. Make sure that all of that is getting vented outside. And if you start your car, back it out and let it warm up outside.
I have a question about that. So they always say open windows. You know, if you have a carbon monoxide alarm and it goes off, open the windows. Okay, so let's say you have a window open in your home. You know, just like a couple inches in your bedroom, because a lot of people like to have fresh air in their bedroom, even though the heat's on and stuff like that. How much opening do you need to prevent a carbon monoxide poisoning? Does that make sense? Am I saying that right, Rich?
How many parts per billion?
Parts per million. Now, there is a chart. I don't know where it is. It used to be on my desk, but I'm not at my desk right now. that's in my other office. No, but anyway, no, there are parts per million, but it's actually like something like 80 will give you screaming headaches.
Yes.
120, I think, will put you to sleep, and a little higher than that, you're dead.
Right.
It does not take that much.
And it's, and you know, the carbon monoxide detectors you have in your house go off at 70 parts per million after 4 hours. So you want to get a low level carbon monoxide detector so that you know that the lower levels and you can get out sooner. And usually the fire department comes over. If the alarm goes off, they open all the doors, and that clears it out because all this fresh air comes in with the fire department. So you want to have the stuff inspected now. You don't want to find out later on that that's the issue.
I completely agree. My question, though, is if I always have a window open in my house.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be enough?
Yes. Is that going to be enough?
I don't know that I would want to rely on that.
No, I'm just wondering. I'm not relying on that, but I'm just wondering, is it because a home is sealed so tightly that this is...
No. I mean, if you have one window open, depending on which way the wind's blowing, it could be pressurizing the house or depressurizing the house. So it may not make much of a difference. So I think technically you would need to have two windows open. So that way you have airflow through the house. And you're not just like blowing into a bottle or trying to suck air out of a bottle.
Thank you.
Get a carbon monoxide detector.
Yes.
Low level, please.
Absolutely.
And then, don't run your car in a garage, period.
That's right.
Always pull it out before you warm it up.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
outside the gas station while somebody bought it. And on the spot, they're gonna build a shop where we can go buy bolts and screws. Since then, I've been walking on air. I can barely brush my teeth or comb my hair because I'm so excited and I really don't care. I've been waiting since last June for this day to finally arrive. I'm so happy, happy now just to be alive. Any minute now, I'm gonna be inside. Well, I hope they open soon. I can't wait, no, I can't wait. When they gonna open up that door? I'm going, I'm going, I'm going to the, going to the, we're already going to the, going, I'm going to the, yes, I'm going to the hardware store.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And we got about 15 minutes left, 773-763-9278. And, of course, the last segment is for Clutter Clarity. So, are you ready, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna sing this?
Oh.
Or are you not?
Oh, I got to get the words. Hardware store.
You ready?
I'm going to the lyrics.
No.
Hurry.
B's trying.
Hurry.
B is feverishly looking for it also.
They've got this and that and this and that. Okay.
Okay, ready? No. You find it? Okay. Here we go.
I haven't been practicing.
Oh, I was early with that.
Look at all that stuff.
They got Allen wrenches, rubber feet, and toilet seats.
I messed up already.
Walkie talkies, copper wires, safety gaggles, radio sliders, BB pellets, rubber mats, fabric, TV humidifiers, picture mirrors, paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, paper movers, window loopers, mining table, pocket gutters, kitchen faucets, public tables, leather stripping, jumper cables, southern gas, fire, 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 high performance lubrication, metal roofing, waterproofing, multi-purpose insulation, air compressors, rack connectors, racking chisels, smoke detectors, higher gauges, hands for cages, thermostats, and bucket detectors, trail, hitch, demand, and tires, automatic, circum sizes, antennas, brackets, halo brackets, turbo cells, and energizers, socket panels, circuit breakers, vacuum cleaners, copy makers, calculators, generators, matching salt and pepper shakers. I can't wait, no.
Once I get one wrong, I just have to go to the next line.
And wait for him to get there?
I do.
Yeah, there's no way to keep up with that.
Here's one of my problems. Paint removers, window louvers. How do you pronounce that?
Louver.
Louver.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that, I'm like... Paint remover, window louver. That you mess up when you can't say louver.
Excellent.
So much fun.
Good job, Robbie.
Thank you.
All right.
B,
she tanked it. She said no, forget it. She tanked it. All right, let's go to Nick in Sandwich. Hey, Nick.
Hey guys. I think we talked. I think you might have covered this last week or a couple weeks ago. It's about windows and using the plastic film.
Uh huh.
Is that pretty easy?
Yeah, I think so. You want to go on the casing so that way you're really air sealing the whole window. But then, like Rich always says, make sure that casing is caulked to the wall. So at the top and on the sides, make sure you caulk the casing all the way in.
Okay, I see. So it sticks onto the frame. Basically.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a double-edged tape, and you put it on. It goes on. You can try to pull it tight, but it doesn't have to be real tight because then most of them you hit with a blow dryer, and it shrinks the plastic. And that's what tightens it up like a drum. And, I mean, it's all perfectly clear. You know, obviously, if you can't afford new windows, then that's definitely the way to go. It does work. It will save you money.
For sure, yeah. Well, it's a rental, and it's all single pane, old.
Yeah.
So, definitely not for investment purposes, but just to keep my hot air from leaking out.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and so you just stick it to the frame, and then to dry it in.
Yep, you got it.
Hey,
boom,
Nick,
done.
Nick?
Hey, what?
Who's that cute little voice?
In the background?
That's my little girl. We're playing in the backyard. Got to go pick up poop.
Oh, I was okay with everything until you said we have to go pick up poop. I was going to say, what's her name? You know, have her say hello.
Her name is Camellia. Here, hold on.
Okay.
Hey. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Camellia. Make your daddy take you to get some cookies or something today.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Yeah. That's your favorite new word. It involves all things chocolatey or
good. Or make daddy go buy you some cookies and chocolate candy.
Oh, you're killing me.
See you, sweetheart.
Hey, speaking of poop.
Alrighty then. Bye-bye.
Speaking of poop, it's like, I remember, was it a couple months ago, we were talking about the toilet, and I think Robbie was just saying, you know, I'll just shove your hand down in there if it's stuck or something.
No, I would never, ever, ever say that. No.
Find a plunger. Who's got a plunger?
Yeah.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
See you, Camila.
No, she's not there.
Oh.
Let's try Vince in Melrose Park. Hey, Vince.
Hey, I'm calling back. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's a twofer. It's a Vince twofer.
Hey, man, you guys are the best. I listen to you every day. Every time you're on, I tell everybody to listen to you. I hope to gosh you guys never go off the air.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any control over that.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I know Trump will probably get rid of you, too. Anyway, hopefully not. Anyway, carbon monoxide, the detectors, where in the house do you need to put them?
Rich?
Well, the code says within 15 feet of sleeping rooms, one on each floor.
And bottom of the stairway.
Right. But I really suggest you buy the plug-in ones and put them in an outlet so they're closer to the floor, because carbon monoxide's heavier than air. So if it's setting off the alarm at the ceiling, then you're probably asleep already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I never really liked those.
What about those battery-operated ones that are supposed to last 5 years or something like that?
Yeah.
If I put those low, are those okay?
I mean, that's what I keep on my nightstand, and I just keep it next to the bed. So, I've got one downstairs also, but at least if you use a low level one and keep it in your bedroom, that's probably the most important one. And you're not going to get those at the store because they can't sell them because they're not UL listed.
Right.
So you need to call a heating and cooling guy that will sell them to you. And there's one on our website that he can sell them to you. And then, Effective Air was another one that we talked about earlier. You can call John and he can sell you one. So you need to get these from a certified heating and cooling, installation person. So an HVAC guy can sell you one of these. And yet you want to ask for the low level ones because those are the ones that are really going to save your life.
Yeah. They tell you before you die.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Now you said in the bedroom. Now I've got three bedrooms, one in each bedroom.
Well, if you have people sleeping in there, I would. But you know, that's me.
So, well, it depends on who it is, right?
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So one in each bedroom, and then what about down in the basement where the furnace is?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's the thing. And they're normally interconnected, so if one goes off, they all go off. You know, on a new home, that is. But there's a lot of companies now with all the new alarm systems, whatnot. You can get all this stuff wireless, and it'll actually go right to your phone. So, yeah, you know, we're required to have them down here, too, and I don't have a single thing that burns fuel.
Really? But you still have them in the house?
Well, we have to. It's code.
Oh, but if you don't have...
Nobody said it all has to make sense.
But what if you have it a detached garage? You still need it?
Yes.
See, if you have an all-electric home and a detached garage, then there's no reason to have one. So...
No. No, I got gas heat.
Yep.
The garage is detached. It's connected, but there's no pass-through.
Right, right. So
there's no pass-through.
But if the roofs are connected,
I'm not worried about the garage.
But if the roofs are connected and you can see through the attic of your garage and see through to the house, that's still an issue. Unless it's completely sealed off, then you're okay.
Well, who put the car in a garage anyway?
Well, I do.
Really?
Oh yeah, I keep the truck in there, and then the boss, she doesn't care what I do in the garage as long as she has space to put her car in there. So if I'm working on a project, you know, then I'll have stuff out of the garage, but I always clear her a space so she can pull in at the end of the day.
You know, it's better to keep the car outside.
Because?
Rust.
Yeah, but ours
is... In the garage, it gets the... Oh, you got to heat a garage?
Yeah, of course.
I know.
Sorry,
I know.
Pardon me. My gosh.
So of course it's
every one of the bedrooms.
Yeah.
People sleep.
Yep.
And then one downstairs near the furnace. And I think I'm going to go buy one from the big blue guy because
right.
I don't have one and I'm really worried.
Yes, definitely. You need to go get one.
Yeah, at least one. And then talk to these heating and air guys about getting a low-level one.
Correct.
What do they run, about 40, 50 bucks?
I don't remember.
No, I think they're over 100 bucks for the ones that Jim's got.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive, but they last 7 years. They're travel, so, you know, like 9-volt battery, I think, in them, whatever. But, I mean, you could take it with you everywhere, you know, so if you got to go out of town or whatever. I mean, actually, you can't drive through the city with it in the car. It'll go off.
Yes, it does. It does.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I'm sorry to call back.
No worries. That's what we're here for, Vince. Thanks.
All right,
thanks.
Guys. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, I think when Jim gave me mine, I was sitting in traffic driving, windows up, air conditioning on, and the thing's going off in the box because I was sitting in traffic. So the low-level ones are really the important ones to get because you buy the ones at the store, UL says they need to go off over 70 parts per million after a four-hour period. So if somebody comes into the house within that four-hour period, opens the door, lets enough fresh air in, that clock is going to reset, and it's going to start waiting for another 4 hours again. In the meantime, you're walking around with headaches, you're sleepy, you know, and you don't feel good, and you don't know why, and it all could be just from that carbon monoxide poisoning. So,
well, they said that always Thanksgiving. Everybody said it was, you know, the tryptophan in the turkey, and it's not. It's the carbon monoxide from having the oven on all day.
Yes.
Obviously, it's not vented, so you have a buildup of carbon monoxide.
And all the windows are closed.
Of course.
Exactly. Because it's cold outside, right? You think so? Sometimes, anyway. Excellent. All right. Oh, should we go back to the phones?
No.
Yes? No?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Really quickly, I want to say, Rich?
Yes?
I'm surprised that we had to hear this from a listener and not from you.
Uh-oh.
But it took 2.5 hours before I said the word poop.
I just pretty much try to ignore it at this point.
Yeah.
Except it was a listener who said it.
Yes. That's awesome.
I didn't say picking up dog poop.
Who was it?
Right.
Who said that?
Our listener, Brian.
High five me, Brian. Woo!
There you go. Said 2.5 hours to hear the word poop. But it was the other listener, Nick, who said picking up dog poop, Rich.
Yeah. Well, he started it.
I didn't say it.
Yes, you did.
Did not.
You have now.
You did.
I know I did. Not.
Numerous times.
You did. You did say it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Maurice in Chicago. Hey, Maurice.
Hey, guys. Hey, look, I've always had these carbon monoxide detectors in the basement and upstairs, but I don't have them by the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have mine next to kind of like in the middle of the boiler. I have a boiler room, steam boiler.
Right.
So I have it kind of close to that in the bathroom. But I'm just wondering, I don't think most people probably have type of carbon monoxide detector. You're talking about the plug-in.
Correct.
So I'm just wondering, is the one that I have that's battery operated, is that sufficient enough? Or should I actually go out and purchase one from one of these HVAC guys?
Well, I mean, I guess for me, I wanted to make sure. And I wanted to be sure that the house was safe. Because we got the furnace, the water heaters, all that stuff going on, attached garage, all the things that are the hazards. And for me, the 140 or bucks or whatever it was worth it.
Yeah, I got it. And the other thing is, too, by me having a very old Chicago historical bungalow, I'm sure there's air that's always constantly flowing in the basement. It's
You might have a leaky house and it may not be as bad, you know.
Right, so I'm wondering if that helps a bit, I guess, because I do have a window there. Every now and then I will crack that window in the basement while I'm watching TV. Sometimes I'll doze off down there, and occasionally, hell, I'll fall asleep depending on how things are upstairs. But I've never heard it go off, though. You know, I always check the batteries, and they're fine. I'll always check them, and they're fine.
Right. Well, and if it's more than 7 years old, then it's out of date, and it's no longer working. So you also want to, when you change the battery, check the date on that and your smoke detectors. The smoke detectors, I think, are 10 years, right, Rich? Something like that?
Seven to ten, yeah.
Yeah.
But the smoke detectors last 3 years longer. That's why we don't use the combos, because then you have to throw them away so you get them separate.
That's what I was going to get to, because one of them is a combo.
Yep.
Right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, we sit here and do this, and I'm thinking about it, and probably the smoke detectors in my house probably expired 10 years ago. I don't even know. I haven't looked at them.
Right. But, see, here's the thing. If you have the carbon monoxide detectors in your house, you're already way far ahead of probably your neighbors who don't have them. So, and you hear about every fall, you hear about people dying in their home because they don't have them or the batteries were out of them. So, you know, they're really important, and you want to make sure you have at least some protection. You know, and if you're walking around the house and you've got hot headaches all the time when you come home, and you find yourself falling asleep a little too soon, and that's only when you're at home. But if you're at your neighbor's house or your family at a hotel, and that kind of stuff isn't happening, then you might want to actually investigate it a little bit more and get a low level carbon monoxide detector just to be sure. So.
Yeah.
Because the ones that are UL listed are catastrophic only, and so you know you've really got a big problem. The fire department, when they walk in your door, theirs will go off at 30 parts per million, and OSHA requires them to have additional respirators on after they hit 30 parts per billion.
Oh wow!
So okay. Your detector doesn't go off until 70.
Yeah,
right.
There's very sensitive there for the.
Yep. So, all right, we got to take a break. It's time for Clutter Clarity. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
All right, talk to you. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeApprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook. We're looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And with that, we got too much stuff.
Just my love. Too much stuff.
There you go.
Very nice.
Perfect lead in.
I do like that.
To the last segment of the show.
I think that's a great little song. It's a nice ditty.
Did you just say it's a nice ditty?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, it's a nice little ditty.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah?
No.
No? Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any little wrap-ups, you know, little quips for us at the end of the show here?
No.
You ready to go straight to the Clutter Clarity?
Perhaps? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I guess we'll do that. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison. Lord, help me get away. 'Cause only you can save. Misery. lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
You know, the lyrics on that Too Much Stuff song said something about sitting on the couch getting fat.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, how appropriate is that? I posted on Facebook something. I did not write it, but I really liked it. And it's funny because the first thing it says is don't sit on the couch.
What?
Yeah. It's
how do you put your feet up? How do you relax?
It says if you want 2017 to be your year, don't sit on the couch and wait for it. Go out. Make a change. Smile more. Be excited. Do new things. Throw away what you've been cluttering. Unfollow negative people on social media. Go to bed
early. Can I just
early.
Fix it and give it back to the people that gave it to me 6 months ago to fix?
Go to bed early. Wake up early. Be fierce. Don't gossip. Show more gratitude. Do things that challenge you and be brave. I didn't write that, but I posted it on Facebook because somebody else posted it, and I love that it said, throw away what you've been cluttering.
Throw away what you've been cluttering.
Yes.
Always good advice.
You may give back what people gave you to fix that's been sitting there for 6 months.
Yeah.
Like that wooden cutting board.
Well, that'll sit here for 6 months, and then eventually I'll get to it.
Well, I figure within 5 months, your client's going to be coming back from their vacation, so it'd be nice to have the wooden cutting board for them for when
they
get back.
Yeah, that could.
My goodness. Do I really have to be on you? Okay.
Yes.
So people are thinking about wrapping their Christmas gifts, right? Perhaps.
Huh? Perhaps.
Wrapping Christmas gifts. And they open all their drawers and cabinets and closets, and what happens to all the wrapping paper? It falls out at you. It rolls around. It falls off the shelf. Ron's typing. He doesn't even care what I say. It's just like me when he talks.
I'm answering. I got to.
It's your segment. We just let you go.
I, you know, Twitter, they're asking, what if a smoke detector's hardwired? Does it still need to be replaced? Yes, it does. So
it's
I'm
the
answering.
The sensors that go bad. It's not the battery necessarily.
Right.
Whatever.
So go ahead.
Have you ever seen now, sometimes like when you walk on dog paths, there are these things, it's like a plastic bag dispenser, and some people like, you know.
Aren't those for dogs? Why are you walking on them?
No, I'm not. You're walking on a path, like just a path in the woods or something, and people have hung up a plastic bag dispenser.
Oh.
So it's a white plastic, and it has holes in there, and you can pull out your plastic bags. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I posted a picture of it on Mighty House Home Improvement on Facebook, so you could see a picture of it. It's at IKEA. It's $1.99. And you know what these are good for?
Thrown away.
$2.
Good one. No! You put these, you could hang them on your wall in a closet or somewhere, and they're the perfect size to hold your rolls of Christmas gift wrap. Think about it.
Should have known she was going there.
Uh-huh. So you guys all look on Facebook or Google. Well, if you're on the Google machine, you're already on Facebook, and then you could just look at these. So it's a plastic bag dispenser. They're only $2 at IKEA. This is awesome. Not only can you store all your Christmas wrap in there, but let's say you have a closet, a coat closet in the front hall, and you come in, and what do you do with all your gloves and stuff like that? You just like toss them on the ground or toss them on a shelf or something like that. You can just toss them all into this dispenser, and it's just easy to keep an eye on it. So you can use it for toilet rolls. If you have like a closet in the bathroom, you could put toilet rolls in there. But the best thing it's for, it's the perfect size for your Christmas wrapping paper rolls. You can get two or three of them. You could use one for birthday wrapping. It's awesome. The other thing when you're getting ready to do all of your Christmas wrapping is if you're like me, you have lots of ribbon. And I've tried everything to keep ribbon neat and tidy, and all it does is end up in a big mumble jumble in the drawer. So.
It's just a cannot.
That's all. Nothing more.
What?
Huh?
What?
Who?
What are you talking about?
Cannot.
I don't know. It's your segment.
No, what are you two talking about?
We're not talking about anything. All we're doing is trying to screw you up.
And it's just a cannot.
Yes. So, and we're high five me on that one, brother.
It's just everything gets rolled up. It's a cannot.
Thank you. So you have all these rolls of ribbon. Okay. And how do you easily access them? You take a pants hanger, like a trouser or pants hanger. Now they have like a 5-tier one or a 10-tier one or whatever. So you know what I mean. Again, if you don't know what I mean, look at the picture that I posted on Facebook. And it's the ones that have the swing arm that comes out. You guys have to just look at the picture, okay? Or go on Bed Bath & Beyond and Google 5-tier swing arm trouser hanger. So the little arm swings out like this, Ron. See, look. It swings out like this. You then put all your rolls of ribbon on there, and you swing it back. So the rolls aren't going to fall off. They're not going to...
Like a tie holder, a tie rack.
A tie rack doesn't have a swinging arm like this.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's like
mine's
a hanger.
Mine's just a series of hooks. Just goes down, down, down.
Yeah, it's like a hanger with five hangers on there. Okay, it's tiered. Okay, so you swing it out. You put your ribbons on there, you swing it back in, and then it holds them all. So, like, let's say you're working at your table, you could just hook the hanger on the back of a chair, you could hook it on a doorknob, you could hook it on a drawer, and then there's
in a box with a fox, on a boat with a goat. I like five
I will
toad
not
hanger,
with Rich.
Sam I am.
I will not eat it with Rich. I will not talk with Rich. I will not anything with Rich. Okay, so there you go. That's how you hold all the Christmas wrap while you're doing all your working. That's how you hold all your ribbon while you're doing all of your working. You could even attach a pair of scissors, like with a loop on there. Attach the scissors to the hanger. You're all set. Everything will stay nice and organized. Now, let's say that you want to decorate everything and you really like the way everything looks. So let's say everybody will decorate their living rooms, their bedrooms, their bathrooms, their kitchen and stuff like that. And you really like the way it looks. Take a picture.
Okay.
Take a picture so that next year you know what
you can copy them.
You can copy it. And then what you do is you box everything according to the room. So you don't just, you know, run around the house and throw everything in some boxes and bags. You box it all back up according to the room that it was in. And then you put your picture on the outside. So you're like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so now not only do I know what's in the box, I know where it goes. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Could you use one of those Tupperware tote things?
You can use anything you freaking want, Ron Cowgill.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. The other thing is bubble wrap and all the packing peanuts.
I like popping the bubble wrap. That's fun.
But you might not need all of that for your Christmas stuff. Think about it. When you have all the extra napkins, you know, you open a package of napkins, paper napkins, maybe around the holidays, and there's a couple left, and you're like, oh, geez, you know, do I throw these away? What are you using for? Save those.
No, put them in a recycle bin.
No, save them. Because what you can do then is when you go to wrap up everything, you know, fragile ornaments or anything that you need, vases or candle holders.
A vase?
Or anything like that. A vase. Thank you, Ron Cowgill.
Okay.
You save the napkins that you were going to toss. Maybe they got crinkly. They were sitting out there. And you're like, oh, people touch these napkins. I'm not going to use these napkins. Save them. Because instead of bubble wrap and stuff like that, you can use the napkins.
Yes, yes.
For stuffing. You could also, of course, use the cloth napkins. And you could use any table linens and dish towels and stuff like that. But save the... I don't even talk to you guys anymore.
We let her go. She's mad.
I know. She just ran herself out of gas, I think.
Just look online and you could see what I'm talking about for...
We don't know what the heck you were talking about.
Paper bag dispensers to hold all of your wrapping and the swing arm trouser hanger. I need to do this live, like on... It is live. Never mind. On TV. I think it was on TV.
Okay, sure. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you're looking for our show sponsors, you need insulation done, you need a home inspection, anything like that, heating and cooling, you want one of those carbon monoxide detectors, we got all that. All those guys are right up there. MightyHouse.net. Click on the Mighty House team page. And next week, we're going to have another tip of the week, the Mighty House Greenhouse. We're going to be talking to Laura's friend about wood and what wood is good for burning and cooking and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, what everybody sticks around for, Clutter Clarity. In between all that, we'll be taking your phone calls. So, for Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until
next Saturday.
Woo! 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 So many of us. Wow.